Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Parenting is Weird Tales from the Litter Box by Cheska Howze is a humorous comic collection built around the everyday realities of raising children. Presented through an anthropomorphic cat family, the book uses light satire and visual storytelling to capture the awkward, chaotic, and often exhausting side of family life. Its material draws directly from the author's own experience as a mother and cartoonist, which gives the strips a grounded, observational quality rather than a purely fictional one. The book combines short comic sequences with brief commentary and bonus material, allowing readers to enjoy the jokes while also understanding the personal context behind them. As a result, it works both as entertainment and as a recognizable reflection of modern parenting, especially for readers who appreciate webcomics, family humor, and relatable domestic mishaps. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, parenting experiences are translated into comic form through a cat family. The book's central device is the use of an anthropomorphic cat household to represent Cheska Howze's own family experiences. This choice is not just decorative. It gives the comics a flexible visual language for expressing familiar parenting situations without becoming overly literal. By turning parents and children into cats, the strips can exaggerate expressions, reactions, and physical comedy while still staying anchored in recognizable domestic scenarios. That balance matters because the humor depends on readers seeing their own routines, anxieties, and frustrations in a new form. The cat characters also help the book feel approachable and playful, which softens the more stressful parenting moments without denying them. This format places the work in the tradition of observational webcomic humor, where a simple recurring premise becomes the structure for varied, everyday jokes. The result is a comic collection that is easy to read but still distinct in its visual identity. Secondly, the humor comes from ordinary parenting chaos. Note exaggerated fiction. A major strength of the book is its focus on situations that many parents immediately recognize, such as early newborn experiences, household disruption, and the momentary panic of losing track of a child in a public place. These scenes are funny because they are believable, and the comedy comes from the tension between parental expectation and real-world disorder. Rather than building around a single storyline, the book gathers short strips that isolate specific moments of stress, embarrassment, or confusion. That structure makes the material effective as quick reading, because each comic delivers a complete idea in a small space. It also reinforces the book's theme that parenting is defined less by grand events than by repeated small crises. The humor is therefore observational, and cumulative readers laugh, not because the situations are outrageous, but because they are uncomfortably familiar. This approach gives the collection practical resonance, since the jokes reflect lived experience instead of abstract comedy. Thirdly, the collection reflects the author's identity as both parent and cartoonist. Cheska Howze's background as a cartoonist and parent shapes the book in visible ways. The strips rely on expressive character design, clean timing, and concise visual payoff, which suggests someone who understands how to make a joke work efficiently on the page. At the same time, the parenting material does not feel externally researched or generalized. It reads as personal observation filtered through artistic craft. That combination gives the book credibility in two directions. It is visually competent enough to satisfy comic readers and emotionally specific enough to feel authentic to parents. The author's stated preference for drawing cats rather than people also becomes part of the book's identity, turning a practical artistic choice into a defining feature of the series. This matters because it shows how form and content reinforce each other. The comics are not simply parenting anecdotes with drawings attached. They are a consistent creative expression of how the author processes family life through humor and illustration. Fourthly, bonus commentary adds context and deepens the comic strips. The book includes explanatory material, family details, and extra commentary between comic sections, which expands its value beyond a simple anthology of jokes. This matters because short-form comics can sometimes feel disposable when read in isolation, but added context helps readers see the emotional and autobiographical framework behind them. The bonus material also gives the collection a more personal rhythm, alternating between quick visual humor and brief reflections from the creator. That structure can make the book more satisfying for readers who want to know how the comics connect to real family life, not just how the jokes function. It also distinguishes the collection from many webcomic compilations that rely solely on reposted strips. Here, the supporting text strengthens the sense of authorial voice and makes the book feel curated rather than assembled mechanically. In practical terms, the commentary turns a humorous comic book into a more complete portrait of the artist's family-centered perspective. Lastly, the book speaks directly to parents, caregivers, and fans of webcomic humor. Parenting is Weird is especially well-suited to readers who already live with the daily unpredictability of children, because its jokes depend on recognition as Mooch's surprise. Parents and caregivers are likely to respond to the book's mix of affection, fatigue, embarrassment, and amusement, since those emotions often coexist in real family life. Beyond that core audience, the book also has clear appeal for readers who follow online comics and enjoy short, self-contained humor with a strong visual style. Its format makes it accessible for casual reading, while the repeated family premise gives it enough consistency to feel cohesive as a collection. The book also stands out because it does not treat parenting as either idealized or bleak. Instead, it captures the absurd middle ground where love, frustration, and comedy overlap. That balance is what makes the work durable within its category. It offers not advice or theory, but a perspective that helps readers feel less isolated in the weirdness of raising children. In conclusion, Parenting is Weird Tales from the Litter Box should appeal most strongly to parents, caregivers, and readers who enjoy comic strips, built from everyday observation. It is useful for anyone looking for a light but accurate portrait of family life, especially the messy moments that are often omitted from more polished parenting narratives. The book's main benefit is its ability to turn recognizable stress points into humor without reducing them to cliches. Readers get both the immediate pleasure of short-form comics and the added context of the author's personal commentary, which gives the collection more texture than a standard joke anthology. Compared with similar parenting books, it stands out because it uses a consistent cat family conceit rather than realistic portraiture, making the material feel playful while still grounded in real experience. It also benefits from Cheska House's cartooning background, which gives the strips clarity, timing, and visual wit. For readers who want humor that feels specific, domestic, and genuinely observed, this collection offers a distinctive and easy-to-return to format. If you would like to support Cheska House, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.